It's the Weekend Blues, a weekly celebration of the roots in blues, past to present. And up next, music and conversation from some contemporary roots rockers currently making their way to Oklahoma for a late night performance August 8th at the Red Brick Bar in downtown Norman. Hailing from sunny San Diego, California, it's the band Electric Mud with the tune Emotions to start us off this hour, right here on KGOU. Man, I love that tune. I love the sound of that tune. And I'd love for you guys to tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind that song, Emotions.
It was a riff we had going back a couple years and put some words to it. Actually compiled them from a couple love letters to my wife. She's now my wife, when we were dating. And then the chorus was just kind of written by itself, which generally happens. The verses are kind of cohesive and try to find some chorus lines that fit. And I had this line, Blame It On Emotions, which someone said in a conversation. And so that was it. So that's how Emotions came.
Well, for the audience's benefit, we're talking to Mark Hansen of the band Electric Mud. And Mark, I think you've got the whole band with you right now, correct?
Yep, we're all here.
Well, you guys are currently on tour, kind of traveling across the country en route to Oklahoma, where you're going to play in our fair city of Norman at a place called the Red Brick. Really looking forward to that showcase on August 8th. Since we have you guys here on phone, and thanks for making the time, let's get to know you guys a little bit better. We've heard some great music. That was from your debut album, Dangerous Promises, which came out back in 2017. You've got another one we're going to hear from in just a second that's more recently released. But tell us a little bit about how you guys approach your music and how you might describe your sound.
Rock and roll and soul, I think, meets it the most. Yet we hear, as you even said when we first started talking, blues, roots, rock. It's what I hear a lot. We like to emphasize the role part of rock and roll. You know, you got to have the role with it. Otherwise, it's dead.
It's a great vibe. It's a great sound that you guys have. And I would call it kind of a timeless sound, too. Anything that kind of honors the best of the past and keeps, like you say, moving forward is great in my book. Now, Mark, let's talk about you and your brother and kind of how this band began with the two of you.
Well, let's let Maddie say that.
But I guess to answer your question, we started jamming before we were playing with anybody else. Both got our instruments when we were about 14. Yeah, Mark was always playing his telly up in his room. And he'd come creep up there and try to figure out what was going on. Eventually, I wound up getting a little mini Tama drum kit. Me and Mark just started jamming in my basement for at least a year before we started to try to get some other people to play with us, and we found some of my high school buddies, Dave Stagno and AJ Parascandola, who lived on Staten Island with us, to just kind of join in with us and, you know, help us get our vision out. And they did a good job at that for a couple of years until they basically went their own musical way. So me and Mark just stuck it out together and have always tried to get people who understand rock and roll in its true form to play with us. And right now we got that going on better than ever.
Now, there has been a little bit of an intermission for the two of you. You guys both joined the Navy and relocated to sunny San Diego, California, the principal home there of the U.S. Navy's Pacific Fleet. Tell us a little bit about that move and what that might have done as far as impacting your sound, and then introduce us to the cats that are playing with you now that also have that military background.
The family lineage that we have, going back to my grandfather, being Navy guys, has become important to most men in my family. So most of my brothers have joined, and my dad and his brothers all joined, and their father. So we kind of just thought it was our duty. And I think that has heavily influenced our music. And I think most of our songs are written out of pure inspiration, and I think something that inspires us heavily is this country and everything that it's stood for and has accomplished. So I think that our time in the Navy will always have a huge effect on our music and who we are. And Phil Normata, our bass player now, I met in the Navy, as well as Colton Corey, our longstanding guitar player for the last, I don't know, 6-7 years. I met him in the Navy on a ship. We became fast friends, just staying up, talking on watch about rock and roll and music and all the good stuff. And same thing kind of happened with Phil. And then just all of our paths met up at the right time, and everyone's able to make this work right now. So
yeah, right on. And were the two of you brothers serving together and like in the same units or details?
Yeah, this is Mark. I'm back on the mic here, in case you're confused by our voices sounding too similar. But yeah, we joined boot camp together, 2010. And we spent some time training together, and then we split up. And then that's when Maddie met Colton. They were serving on a ship together. And Maddie did some other training where he met Phil. And then for a brief time, they trained together. And so we've all been friends. Our sights weren't on doing something with the music. It was our release. And it was our inspiration that constantly we just needed to do it. And then I was on deployment first time. And I remember just really being, just thinking about it a lot. You know, I just always would be sitting down with my guitar at night and just like, you know, wow, I really, you know, what do I want to do when my time is up? And by the time I came home from that deployment, I just went straight to my brother and was like, yo, I'm getting out of the Navy when my time is up, and let's do Electric Mud. And he was like, hell yeah, that's what we want to do. And Colton agreed right off the bat. It was just like, yeah, I'm in. So they got out a little bit before me, and they just, you know, spent time doing their demolition around town and working on the business, which they still do, which has become Full Throttle, which is their demolition and now construction too business. And I got out, and then my cousin was with us for a while. So that was fun. He moved out from the East Coast. That was the other Matt. And then cousin Matt went on to do music therapy. So he wanted to continue that career, and Matt and Phil were in a car on a road trip, and I called up Maddie, and I was like, yo, did you hear that Cousin Matt is out? And he was like, what? And then Phil just was like, yo, I could play bass. And that was it. Literally, the transition was seamless. And Phil came on tour with us last year, and we put out Highway Refugees, and now we're working on our next album and in the middle of the next tour.
Given your time in the service and now on the road in a band, what are some of the similarities? They're just from an outsider looking in, it seems like both gigs have a little bit of hurry up and wait to them, and certainly a lot of time away. Can you give me, from your perspectives, some of the similarities and why this next career choice here seems a good fit for you guys?
I think that what you get out of the military is a spirit, of being proactive. And since being in a band really falls on you to make everything happen, that's the biggest thing you could take away, being proactive, and that goes with hurry up and wait. Because when you're waiting around, you could say, well, I got nothing to do, so I'm not going to do nothing. Or you could say, well, I got to wait right now, so maybe I should work on something more productive and make some more happen. So it kind of helps. And I think when we see other bands, we all kind of agree that we work harder than them a lot of times. That's not us boasting or anything. It's reassuring to us. Sometimes we come into a place and we're like the small band on the roster, and we try and just be as professional as possible, and people
appreciate it so much.
They do. They appreciate it. So I think that was the biggest thing. It's hard work. You take that with you into a band, and you can go very far, because a lot of people expect to be, artists that sit around and just live off inspiration. But inspiration comes in a lot of ways, and a lot of times you got to go seek it. So, that has really helped us.
Hey, that makes perfect sense. Glad to hear, too. Well, how about the road time at a new location here, there, and at any time? And I mention this because, musically speaking and kind of thematically in your music, and even the title of your most recent album suggests that the road is a place that you guys are quite familiar with.
Yeah,
that's definitely the truth.
Just keep on running against time. Before you know it, you'll be feeling strange vibes. You'll never find that life of peace. Just running headless through the streets. You gotta use the tools and finish the work. You gotta love some things that might cause you hurt. And just look up to the light. You'll find that straighter path, take it clean out of sight. Free as a highway. Yeah, we're gonna be. As a highway. Yeah, we're gonna be. Free as a highway.
All right, that was Free as a Highway from our album Highway Refugees. This is Electric Mud. You got Mark here talking, Brother Matty, Phil Normata, and Colton Corey. We were referencing the highway in a lot of songs. So we were driving back from the sessions. I think it was when I laid down all the vocals, and just looked at each other and were like, people are going to turn around and say, these guys talk about the highway a lot. And, almost like a joke, I said, well, why don't we just straight up call it what it is and title the album Highway Refugees. We are on the road a lot. We take refuge on the road. My dad started me and Maddie on these road trips when we were young, cross country, and we kind of taken to it. And being on the road has become a refuge for us and a real inspiration. And I don't think there's any more inspiration that we get than just driving and taking it all in.
Let's get back into talking a little bit about this sound of yours, because we kind of loosely talked about some of the genres that have influenced your sound. Now I'm curious about some of the people, and one in particular who I understand has a family connection that I think listeners won't be surprised when they hear his name to learn that he might be an inspiration. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, Uncle Keith. If it wasn't for him and us knowing him, we might not even be doing this, because he's such a huge inspiration. Uncle Keith, Keith Richards.
Yeah, and again, it's really no surprise. The music in so many ways is so akin to what I hear and love about the Rolling Stones music. It's this amalgam of these great musical influences, like you mentioned earlier. I know you just saw the band on tour while you've been on tour. You saw them in Philly, right?
Yeah, it was pretty cool how it came about, because they pushed their tour back. And I was looking at their schedule last month, and then I was like, oh, I wonder if we'll be near them on any of these. Because our tour is pretty much, most days we're playing a show on this tour. And 6 days of recording we did already. So it was pretty jam-packed, but it just so happened that if we pushed it from Portland to New York, that we could be at the Philly show, which turned out awesome. And then when we play in Denver, we're going to be playing there the night before them. So we're going to stick around and see them play in Denver. So yeah, that was cool. And that will be cool.
So does this mean you guys get to spend a little time with them and some of the other folks that I'm sure you know in the crew?
Yeah, we saw a few of them. We saw, you know, Uncle Keith briefly. It's funny, because it's not always the same. Some shows we're just hanging out with Uncle Keith beforehand, and it's a good time, you know. And then other shows, there's just, you know, I have a huge family. So like when we were in Philly, there was like 30 of us, not to mention all the other people that are going back there. So it's a little more of a hectic time and place. But we always get good seats. That's the best part.
So what kind of feedback have you gotten from Keith or any of the other members of the Stones?
Well, it's funny. You know, we really don't... Growing up with Keith Richards as your uncle... you see a lot of people trying to elbow their way in or take advantage. And, you know, we've seen it done in a not so pretty way. We did put out Under My Thumb last year as a single, which we just happened to be covering. And so, you know, we liked it and we put it out. You know, we got the okay from him. I don't know if he showed it to the band or whatever. But we don't go up there and ask what they think of the music, because if you could imagine, it's kind of like, it's awkward. It could be awkward if you did that. But we love him, and we have too much respect for him to try and push anything on him or anything like that.
That's Mark Hansen, singer and guitarist for the band Electric Mud, which also consists of Mark's brother Matty Hansen on drums and friends Colton Corey on second guitar and Phil Narmada on bass, speaking to us during a brief break in touring last week. The guys are winding their way across the country as I speak, performing music from their two independently released albums, Dangerous Promises and Highway Refugees. They'll be making a stop in our neck of the woods, too, performing this coming Thursday, August 8th, at the Red Brick Bar in Norman. It should be a good showcase. So let's say we close out the spotlight with a tune that Uncle Keith gave the go-ahead for. As the Weekend Blues continues here on KGOU.